Hello, this is Rick Ozzie Nelson, and welcome to this week's edition of Above the Radar, a podcast of the CSIS Homeland Security and Counterterrorism Program. Well, the election results are in, and Republicans will take over the House of Representatives. Joining us to discuss how this power shift will affect Homeland Security and Counterterrorism issues is Stuart Verdery, founding partner at the Monument Policy Group. Stuart also served as the first Assistant Secretary for Policy and Planning at the Department of Homeland Security. Stuart, thank you once again for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Stuart, obviously this big power shift in Congress, the largest turnover in the House of Representatives in 1948, since 1948, has a lot of repercussions across government, but obviously we're focused on Homeland Security and counterterrorism here. So can you tell us what effect, if any, this power shift will have on Homeland Security?
Well, we certainly saw a political earthquake in Washington last night, and we won't know all the repercussions until the new members and the new power shifts take effect in January. But I think it's fair to say that this will be the first time since 9/11 and since the creation of the Department of Homeland Security where you've had a Democratic administration and some Republican control of Congress. We've had Republicans owning everything. We've had Democrats owning everything. We've had Democrats overseeing Republicans, but we've never had Republicans overseeing Democrats. And so this will be a sea change for how oversight is conducted for the department on a wide range of issues, from border security to cyber issues to terrorism issues to incident management oversight to grants. And so we certainly expect a wide range of issues to be looked at in a slightly different way come January.
Stuart, let me backtrack a little bit.
Sure.
Was the issue of Homeland Security and even the issue of counterterrorism, was it a major issue for the campaigns?
I don't think so. It wasn't top tier. I think most of the campaigns were focused on bread and butter issues, the economy, jobs, taxes, in some cases, the personalities of the candidates. I do think that the incidents back around Christmas with the underwear bomber and the recent air cargo scare, as well as other incidents, have kept terrorism on the minds of voters, have made it clear that they want a competent administration. But I don't think it was a make or break issue in many of the elections that were decided last night.
Now, going forward with the new Congress, the devil's in the details. So the personalities that you said are going to matter. Who are some of the new chairmen that we will see in the 112th Congress, and what would you anticipate their agendas will be regarding Homeland Security?
Well, Homeland Security is still handled at the congressional level by a range of committees. Many experts, including CSIS, have recommended that oversight of the department be concentrated in a more effective way. But nonetheless, we still see multiple committees having jurisdiction over the department. From the authorizing side, people who write legislation, obviously the most important side on the House is the Homeland Security Committee, which will be led by Representative Peter King of New York City, previously the chairman before the Republicans lost control of Congress and has been the ranking member on the committee for several years. We expect that Mr. King will focus on oversight of the department, on first responder issues, on funding issues, and obviously things affecting large municipal areas such as New York City. But he has a great deal of experience and a great experienced staff with expertise on the department. And I think you will see an aggressive oversight of DHS by Mr. King and his subcommittee chairman. Again, this will be the first time they've had a chance to take a crack at Secretary Napolitano and her team on issues, whether it's procurement reform, border management, how grants are being applied in the field. And I think you'll see an aggressive agenda from Mr. King. But it's not just his committee that has jurisdiction. You have Congressman Lamar Smith from Texas, from the Austin area, will be chairman of the Judiciary Committee, which still has jurisdiction over immigration law, visa policy, and the immigration aspects of the department. So I think you'll see a sea change on how Congress looks at immigration. You'll probably see the Congress try to move an immigration reform bill largely focused on border enforcement and more enforcement at the workplace and less about resolving the status of undocumented aliens. You have the Transportation Infrastructure Committee, which will be chaired by John Mica of Florida, previously chairman of the Aviation Subcommittee, was around when the department was set up and also when TSA was created in 2002, has a wide range of experience on aviation issues, has been very critical of the administration over the last years and even back in the Bush years about how TSA is operating. And then where the rubber meets the road on the appropriations side, Congressman Hal Rogers, who's been the ranking Republican on the Homeland Security Appropriations Subcommittee, is likely to move up to be chairman of the full full Appropriations Committee with jurisdiction over the whole government. He'll still have his hand in Homeland, of course, but there'll be a new Homeland Security Subcommittee chairman, likely to be John Carter from Texas. And appropriations is usually fairly bipartisan, but Republicans campaigned this year on cutting spending, and I don't think that Homeland Security funding is going to be exempt from that. And so you may see, for the first time, a real squeeze on the Homeland Security budget. It actually could be decreasing in real terms for the first time, or not increasing as much. And that could put pressure on grant programs, on personnel at Customs and Border Protection and TSA. They'll be looking for places to cut, again, for really the first time, and that will be a real test for the department. How do they work with a declining or a flat budget for the first time ever?
That's fascinating, Stuart. Now, obviously, Congress has a heavy hand in an instrumental hand in the budgets, but as you mentioned earlier, they're also going to be instrumental in oversight, and this is the first time that the Republicans will be in this oversight role of DHS. What kind of ways do you see the new Congress exercising its control oversight authorities over DHS and the Homeland Security enterprise?
Well, I think you can think about it in a couple different buckets. There'll be the policy bucket, where they're arguing over policies that haven't been decided. For instance, what should we do about checking foreigners out of the country? Should we have a biometric exit program? What should we do about air cargo? Are there need to be more stringent measures on air cargo, as we've seen over the last couple weeks? What about the border? Should we be putting more resources at the border? Should we finish building SBI out? So the arguments over policy will be one key part of that debate. And I expect a large chunk of the time of oversight will be done on policy matters. The second will be departmental oversight. How is the department functioning? Are they executing policies? Are they on time on procurements? Are they handling things in an ethical manner and transparent manner? Are they providing reasonable access to the private sector, to state and local governments, to foreign governments, essentially the internal mechanisms of the department? And especially in the contracting world, DHS still is a relatively new department and has still fresh relationships with its contractors. There's been criticism. There's too many contractors, too many people working inside the department on what would be inherently governmental functions. There's been criticism on contracts like SBINet and the Coast Guard. So I think you'll see oversight over contracts and kind of CIO type issues. And then the third issue, again, is on the budget and what type of what's a reasonable level of budgetary allocation amongst competing priorities. And so I think you can think of it in kind of three different ways, and all of them will be difficult for the department to manage.
Now, Stuart, are there specific issues now with the shift in partisan control of Congress that may affect the debate?
I think there's, Homeland Security has largely been a bipartisan commitment. The partisan fights about Homeland Security and counterterrorism have largely been on things outside of the DHS space, about what to do about Guantanamo Bay, domestic wiretapping, things that aren't really DHS's responsibility, but are more responsibility of the intelligence community, the defense community, or even the State Department. But DHS has seen its share of controversies. I think you will see a renewed push, again, to build an exit system for foreigners to check them out of the country. I think you'll see pressure on grants to go more for preparedness and less just to run day-to-day operations, paying overtime for officers and fire and those types of things. I think you will see cyber legislation, I think, moving next year. It's gotten part of the way done this year, but hasn't quite reached critical mass. I think Mr. King and his Senate colleagues, Senator Lieberman, Senator Collins, I think are committed to moving a cyber bill to resolve those types of vulnerabilities. So I think you'll see new, fresh approaches from the Republicans, but you also perhaps see some new issues that have been backburnered. Again, immigration is going to be a very hot issue. Many Republican candidates campaigned on tough on the border. The border bills have not moved the last couple of years under Democratic control. I think there will be a push to ramp up border enforcement and to do more at the workplace. And that will really lay down the gauntlet with the Senate. Can they pass a border-only bill? So far, last 4 years, there's been a stalemate between those who want a legalization program and more enforcement. Is there an upper hand now for those who only want more enforcement? And would the president sign such a bill if it made it to his desk? Those are open questions. But that could very much occupy a good bit of the time, both in the Homeland Security Committee as well as the Judiciary Committee.
Now that we talked about the fact that Secretary Napolitano will be probably subject to more oversight by the Republican Congress, Republican House, but at the end of the day, the President and Secretary Napolitano will set the agenda for Homeland Security in their executive branch capacity. So, but how do you think they're going to react, the President? How do you think Secretary of Homeland Security is going to react to these elections with respect to that issue?
Well, I think Secretary Napolitano, I think, is well respected amongst Republicans on the Hill. I think there was a rocky patch around the the Christmas Day bombing, almost a year ago as to her comments, but I think she's gotten past that. I think she's well respected and has developed a good relationship with many of the Republicans. And so I don't think it'll be so much that, there's people calling for her to make sea changes in how the department's operating. But again, I think there'll just be more scrutiny on the day-to-day operations. The rubber will really meet the road if there is another incident. Hopefully not a successful one, but perhaps a thwarted one. There'll be oversight hearings on what happened. And you can expect the department will have to devote more of its time of both the secretary, but also the other senior leaders to doing hearings, to doing briefings, consultations. It won't be a one-party town anymore. And she's going to have to learn to work with them. You saw a number of border state members lose their elections. There'll be freshmen coming in that need to be acquainted with the department in Texas, Arizona, and the like. How do they introduce these issues to those newcomers? So I think the secretary is working off a solid foundation with the Republicans. And again, she's got to deal with both the House, where there's Republicans in charge, but also the Senate, which we haven't talked about. Senate, many more Republicans, but did not shift control. The committees over there have generally been bipartisan. The Homeland Security Committee with Chairman Lieberman, Ranking Member Collins has been had tough oversight, but bipartisan, looks at the department. The Commerce Committee, which still has jurisdiction over TSA and the Coast Guard, among other things, with Chairman Rockefeller and Ranking Member Hutchison from Texas. Again, tough oversight, but not playing gotcha games too much with the department. And I think you've seen not a whole lot of legislation moving the last couple of years. It's been tough to find, to get to the jurisdictional wickets. And we'll see if whether the department can or whether the Hill can figure out a way to make that happen. There hasn't been a DHS authorization bill since the original bill passed. There hasn't been a TSA authorization bill since the original one passed. The only major legislation that's passed is the budgets each year and the 9/11 bill that passed in 2007 and the bill implementing the 9/11 commission in 2004. So not a whole lot of mandates from the Hill for the department, but that could be changing.
Stuart, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you very much for coming by.
And thanks for having me.